Hebrews 3:12-14. And I'm reading from New American Standard. Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. And turn to Hebrews 10, and there it's verses 23-27. Hebrews 10, 23-27. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain terrifying expectation of judgment, and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries. And lastly, 1 Peter 5:5. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And on this verse, I was curious if someone could help me with, I was trying to figure out, it seems like it's addressed to elders, you know, at the beginning of the chapter, but I assume it applies to all of us, whether or not that. Yeah, does someone have a word on the particulars here? I guess let's just apply it to all of us for sure. I guess as I was reflecting over this past year, I had to think of, just for us as a church and community, then I had to think of some of the larger decisions that we've made with school and activity center, and I'm sure there's been many more that would also be significant, but that stuck out to me. And also thought about the look that's been taken at our vision and purpose statement. And as I was just thinking that there's a time to engage and interact, and then there's a time to follow and blend. And you know, regarding the school and activity center, it just seemed like, well, this is the time to be, you know, all supporting and blending. Now that we're done discussing it, let's all build and see how we can strengthen that. And in the vision and purpose for center, there's a way which we're all following already from way back, and then there's the opportunity to shape and to interact now, and then there'll be a time to, in a sense, try to make that our own personally too. So my heart this evening is that we face this new year with humility and maybe a new resolve to support group decisions. And also a new resolve to exhort each other. And I guess New American talked about encouraging. It seems like exhortation or encouragement in this case meant to call near, to invite, to invoke, beseech, call for. And so it may be many different shades to how that may be happening, but especially on my heart was just the vision that we help each other. Help each other in our blind areas and not get hung up on who's helping who. But I think we need to guard against that cultural norm that we have today of you're fine as long as I'm fine, and it's all left at that. And the question I have that I was not expecting a raise of hands for was, how many of you have addressed a need in a brother or sister in the last year? And I'm sure many of you have. And many of us could use some help in that department. Seems like doing that is a good antidote for gossip, for one, if we just get involved and help each other out instead of thinking about it and talking about it. And there's a phrase I wanted to examine a little bit too. I don't know them well enough, or don't have enough relationship with them. And so, yeah, I don't expect to be perfectly balanced tonight. I'm sure there's some truth in that and room for that. But also just thinking what that does to our sphere of influence, it kind of leaves it at probably most of our peers, and maybe a few other ones besides that. So let's just remember that life is too short to get hung up on who's helping who and how we all fit in on some totem pole, but to care about each other enough to help each other. And that happens many ways, just even as we discuss after church. But I was hoping that we could do more than just give a suggestion and a discussion, but one-to-one caring for each other that actually provides a little accountability to what we're saying. So can we overemphasize the need to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the end approaching? Well, I don't think so. I guess my goal for us as a church is that as we do that this year, that it truly changes us, that we let it change us, that we take what's been handed down from many years ago and work with that, let that change us, and keep dreaming for the future as well, and be willing to encourage each other, to exhort each other. Okay, at this time we'll take any announcements that you have.